Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Brad Van Horn is here. He's trying to restore some order with some level of success. President of Business Appraisal Services, LLC. I need your website, Brad.
It's www.basval.com.
All right. Say, spell that again.
B as in boy, A-S, V as in victory, A-L dot
right. com. All right. So check that out, folks. And you, that's what you, what we're talking about is what you do. You help companies value their business. You help them find buyers, and you help them with their ESOPs too, don't you?
That's it. That's the most important part of our business. It's also the part we love to do the most.
Where you and regardless of whether the, where they are in America, you can help them, right? Even though you're out of Chicago.
Yeah, we're out of Chicago, but we selectively serve companies in Florida and Arizona during the winter.
All right, I got you. So, Brad, we're talking about one of the things I want to get you across real quick is what is the absolute smallest parameters a business you think a business can be financially, technically, legally, and pull off an ASOP?
I'm going to go on record, even though there's no minimums prescribed by the law, I'm going to say 15 to 20 full-time employees because the tax rules are established so that you need to spread the wealth of an ESOP company across all employees. That means you need 15 to 20 employees at least. They need to be full-time.
Right.
And you probably need a couple of million dollars. So let's say $2 million.
At least $2 million in revenue.
Yeah, that's a good number.
But you also have to have a profitable – it doesn't work if you don't have a profitable business model either, right? I mean, if you got a business model that struggles to make the bottom line, then you know this thing it's not going to work, is it?
Right. So the profitability is directly related to the value. So we as a valuation firm measure your profitability, and if you want a higher value, you have to have higher profit.
Right. Are some owners do some owners in an ESOP have a higher ownership than others? Or if someone's becomes the new general manager, the new president, and there's two or three vice presidents or whatever, do they wind up owning a little more than the truck driver?
They do, because how an ESOP works is it's very, very similar to a 401k. We all know about 401ks. But in an ESOP, it's a retirement plan that invests only in the single employer stock. Then that stock gets allocated to the accounts of full-time employees over a period of time. So how does that get allocated? It gets allocated on the basis of relative compensation. So people who earn higher compensation get a little more stock allocated to their account.
And is it a meritocracy? Could the truck driver become the president over the next 10 years?
There's nothing in the ESOP that operates the company fundamentally differently than before the ESOP. So you still have a board of directors.
Right.
And so the company operates the exact same way. And the board establishes who management is and what management gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
So, there aren't any special privileges for the meritocracy.
You said earlier that you expect a minimum of $25,000 a year in administration. That used to be a lot higher than that, didn't it?
You know, somewhere along the line, we all got more efficient. I remember, Jim, when I was back 30 years ago bidding on valuations, and we would bid $15,000 to do a valuation. Now we're bidding $12,000 30 mm-hmm. years later to do a valuation. Yeah. How yeah. in the world could that be? Well, we all use technology to get more efficient, and that's why ESOP fees have gotten a little bit more reasonable over time.
Folks, you've got to have help with this. Find somebody. Start with somebody like Brad. BASVAL.com. Is that right?
You got it.
Start with Brad. Somebody like him. Get them to help you with the investing of your business, whether to somebody else or to an ESOP. Hey, Brad. Good job today. Will you come back?
I would love to. It's been a great pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Good job today, Brad Van Horn, ladies and gentlemen. Business Appraisal Services, LLC. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.